In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit nervous and I'm very humbled to be standing here. It's always a humbling experience to be back home. This is where I grew up, all the years of college, on the hands of many of the servants and of course Abuna Inan and Abuna James. And everything that I am today, the glory be to God, and also the credit is due where credit, let credit be due where it's due, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for St. Mary and the beautiful services that are an example to us all, not just throughout Houston or Texas, but throughout the entire diocese, and even, when I go visit back home in Canada, they always ask, what تعملوا إيه عند أبونا يونان؟ Houston equals St. Mary. فطبعا this is a huge blessing, and may God always keep this church as a beacon of light and guidance for all the future generations, for all of our children to be a beacon of light in the midst of the darkness and in the midst of a very tough society that we live in. Today we're going to talk about the resurrection and the life. And we're going to focus on how to be alive. So the idea of resurrection is, how can I be alive? What it means for us to live the life of the resurrection. طبعاً, many of us may wonder, okay, we're in St. Mary's fast, and we're talking about resurrection. So how is this related? مالي resurrection, ومال St. Mary, and all of this stuff, is it just a theme that we picked? Or is there something that is related, كده all together? Actually, everything in our faith can be related to the resurrection. The resurrection is not just celebrated during the Holy 50 days. احنا sometimes we look at the feast of the resurrection, it's our favorite feast. عارفين ليه؟ لأنه ده بيبقى الوقت اللي بيبقى there's 50 days ما فيهوش fasting خالص. It's like a spiritual vacation. بص على الموضوع, it's like a vacation from our spiritual life, ما فيش fasting, مش عارف ايه. كل الـ New Year resolution اللي بنعمله, I'm gonna lose 40 pounds ومش عارف ايه, احنا بنجين 80 pounds بس في الـ 40 يوم دولت. I don't mean it offensively, but this is the time where we ruin our physical dreams and we are living like our kind of بنحقق احلامنا كـ spiritual vacation, بناكل اللي احنا عايزينه وكده. But this is actually not the goal of what the life of the resurrection is. Actually, the life of the resurrection is everything. Everything in Christianity is about resurrection. When the apostles were preaching, what were they preaching that was making them be persecuted so much? Was it just about the person of Christ? Or was it just about what he was preaching? No. They were preaching the resurrection. And this was the fact that made them be persecuted harshly. For Christianity is resurrection. The life of resurrection is everything. And even in the life of St. Mary, the life of St. Mary was filled with the spirit of resurrection from the very beginning. This lively spirit that she had in every step of her life is something for us to learn. And this example that she gives us helps us to understand every day of our life how to live the life of resurrection daily in our life in order for us to understand Christ more. Remember, my beloved, that Christianity is about knowing Christ more and more every single day. And understanding and living the life of the resurrection every single day will help me to get closer and closer to this goal. So we're going to take an acronym, okay? الدنيا تبقى سهلة كده عشان ما تناموش مني. I know it's احنا we're towards the end of the Saint Mary revival كده, فاحنا this is usually on the spectrum of ان احنا بنيجي ننعس هنا وقت nap time. Me and Abuna Athanasius have an inside joke هناك انه sermon equals nap time. مين عليه nap time النهاردة؟ We'll keep it كده light, إن شاء الله هكلمكم 3 ساعات 4 ساعات بس, تمام؟ عشان يدوبك تحضروا القداس بكرة على طول, ما تتعبوش وتروحوا وترجعوا, تمام؟ بس I'm just joking. Okay. So the acronym we're going to take is ALIVE. ALIVE, عارفين الأكرونيم means like the word ALIVE, هناخد كل حرف منها something, okay? So the spelling of it is ALIVE. مركزين معايا؟ okay. وأحاول أحط كده a little bit of Arabic in it, علشان I know that I see there's a lot of Arabic speakers as well. So we'll try to accommodate everyone. So A is going to be for align. Align. هتلاحظوا حاجة in the presentation, by the way. هتلاقوا the word, and then beside it is like a little phrase. This phrase is related to St. Mary's life. So we're going to talk about the word itself, and then we're going to see how it relates to St. Mary's life with that phrase. قشطة, تمام؟ يلا بينا. Okay. Align. What are we aligning? Number one, we're aligning our thinking with the Bible. In order for me to stay alive or to be enjoying the life of resurrection every day in my life, my thinking has to be according to the Bible. One of the toughest questions for me to address today when it comes to living in a society outside of our home country of Egypt, whether we were born here and our parents are Egyptian or whether we were born in the Arab world, tamam? This question is something that always kind of causes a little bit of an internal conflict. What am I? Should I think as an Egyptian? Should I think as an American? Should I think as a Canadian? Should I think as whatever? What am I? And the right answer to this question is that my thinking should be according to the Bible. I am Christian first and everything else second. Align my thoughts with the Bible. Align my thoughts and my way of thinking in general with the teachings of the Bible. And this brings me to the next point, our core values. What are my core values as a Christian? We see that we live in a society that is filled with so many things available to me. Truly, evil is around me and it is available at a rate that is insane. I always say that our kids and our youth, the war that they suffer today is way more ruthless and rough than what we had as kids and what the parents had as kids. This doesn't mean that we didn't have wars. No, we did. But today, the war is becoming more and more aggressive. Sin is accessible and is encouraged and it is taught. It's to the point, not just that it is available, but it is actually encouraged. So if you live in certain ways of life, you are looked at as your number one in society. So it's very important that I align my core values with the teachings of Christ. I need to work on this diligently, and this is not just a process where لما عيالي يكبروا هيفهموا or something like that. No, it's something that is daily. It's a daily struggle. We call it our spiritual life. It's not a spiritual day. It's not a spiritual teaching. It's not just a stage in life. No. Throughout our entire life, we fight and we struggle to align ourselves with our core values lining up to what the Bible teaches. Number three, align my understanding with others around me and have unity. The issue of unity is a huge one in every community. It's not just in the Coptic community or the Egyptian community or in America or something like this. The question or the issue of unity is something that is an issue everywhere, right? And the devil likes very much to break unity. Lay. لأنه in unity there is power. عارفين مين أكتر حد فاهم الموضوع ده؟ الشيطان. الشيطان أكتر واحد بيعرف إزاي يبقى united. بيعرف إزاي يبقى united. He knows how to unite his armies in order to work in a united way. And so it's important for us to understand the power of unity. If the enemy understands it, how do we have a chance if we ourselves don't strive towards it? I should align my understanding with everyone around me without compromising my core values. شايفين التركة هي في الحتة دي بقى. How do I find this balance? فاهمين ازاي? To be aligned in unity truly, I have to understand, I have to put in mind my core values and the teachings of the Bible and be united in this as one front. في آية تخوف شوي. الآية ديت is in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. It says what? Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. لو أنا عايش حياتي كده, I don't have a goal, I don't know what my أنا هو, أنا جاي معاكو كده. تمام, برنس كده في أي حتة في أي مكان, أنا موجود ومش موجود في نفس الوقت. No, ما فيش vision equals perishing على طول. The Bible says it loud and clear. So I have to align my thinking with the Bible, my core values, with the teachings of the Bible, teachings of Christ, and align my understanding to have unity with the church, to have unity with everybody around me. And the last thing I will end this slide with is the idea of something that is a bit confusing, kida. Related to موضوع, am I American, am I Egyptian, مش عارف ايه. There are decisions that I will have to make that are, يعني, that will take me adapting to the culture without compromising. Again, adapting does not mean compromising my morals and beliefs. Part of understanding and having unity is understanding how to adjust to change, how to adapt. I should teach my kids, how can I live as a Christian? How can I live as a lamb among wolves, as Christ said to the apostles? How do I live as a lamb among wolves and survive and actually overcome the wolves? How can I be like Daniel and the lion's den while not being afraid of the lions around me? How do I realize this? It's something important for me to teach my kids. Sometimes we are so afraid because we feel like we are outnumbered. If I fast, I'm going to be left out. If I don't go to the party, I'm going to be left out. I'm going to be alone. And sometimes even we are afraid that our kids will be left out of society. So we allow them. We say, لا معلش ربنا هيسترها. No, this is not how it works. How do I teach my kids how to say yes to certain things that do not cross the boundary, and to say no when something has the potential even to cross the boundary of the teachings of the Bible? This is something that is important. فA is align. Okay, ركزوا علشان أنا هسألكوا في كل حرف. Okay, هعمل لكم كده small quiz. تمام. L, let go. Let go. قبل ما نبتدي هنا انا نسيت خالص قلت لكم هنتكلم في حياه العذراء في كل one of these points. So in Saint Mary's life, okay, if you notice from the very beginning of her life, did she align every one of her core values with the teachings that she was taught from her childhood? Absolutely. It started with her being in the temple at 3 years old. صح? 3 years old in the temple serving and learning how to, يعني, how to understand the word of God, and in the same time, with no complaints. Darfin Aslan, what did Saint Mary? What was her job? Darfin, كيف تعمل إيه? But not the forest sacrifices. طبعا إحنا بنقولها كده, but not the forest sacrifices. أكنها رايحة تعمل المواعين مثلا. لا, this job is the worst job possible. وانا احكي لكم قصة. This happened معايا فعلا. Some of you might have heard it before. ويعني احتمال انام على الكنبة النهاردة او انام في الجراج, بس it's okay. انا كده كده مسافر بكرة الصبح رايح حتة تانية, ف it's okay. هنام في الطيارة. We went to visit Luxor for the first time in 2020. انا ما روحتش, يعني كنت قبل كده. ف my wife's family من Luxor, فروحنا بقى وبنزور الأديورة. الفكرة ان هو كان الموضوع confusing بالنسبة لي. ليه؟ لان احنا كنا بنروح حاجات فرعونية وبعدين أديورة, مش عارف حاجة معبد وبعدين كنيسة, فانا اتلخبطت خلقة, يعني اللي هو يعني ما فايه. one of the trips رحنا الدير, كان دير تقريبا مريجرجس, عندهم حاجة هناك اسمها السلخانة. some of your يعني السلخانة ديت, انا بقى ما كنتش عارف ايه السلخانة, انا ما كنتش عارف. بس فالمهم قالوا لي would you like to go to the سلخانة. انا قلت بقى اكيد يعني اوكي, حاجة فرعونية يعني, ما احنا confusion مش. فروحت السلخانة, ويا ريتني ما كنت روحت السلخانة. انا قضيت دقيقتين هناك, بس دقيقتين. السلخانة دي عبارة عن ايه؟ It's like a slaughterhouse عند السعيدة. very يعني very nice tradition that لما يبقى حد عنده ندر او كده, they slaughter like sheep or cow or حاجة زي كده, and they distribute the meat to the poor وكده هو. فيعني أنا رحت السلخانة, والفكرة إن كان في أكشن بيحصل في السلخانة, يعني ما كانش كده إيه اللي هو واو, يعني ما كانش في تور جايد بقى وكلام زي كده. أنا رحت على لقيت زعيق وطرطشة وريحة فظيعة وحاجات زي إيه يعني. بس for two minutes أنا was out, يعني ما استحملتش. تمام. تخيلوا بقى إن العذراء this was her environment every day as a child. As a child. انتم متخيلين لو كان الموضوع ده حصل النهاردة كان ايه اللي هيحصل؟ اول حاجة كان الموضوع هينزل على السوشيال ميديا, هاشتاج cancel the temple, صح؟ هاشتاج child abuse, مش كده؟ ده اللي كان هيحصل النهاردة. ويقول لك حرام بقى, وكانوا يعملوا انترفيو مع العذراء وكانوا الكانديديتس يتصوروا معاها وكذا تبقى ليله. None of this happened. العذراء never complained. And this helped her throughout the next step when she went through the next disaster in her life. على فكرة, St. Mary's life was filled with things that to our standards today are considered disasters. يعني a girl being pregnant without having a husband proven in the Jewish society is a death sentence. A girl, يعني a lady in her pregnancy being almost due, going, traveling on a donkey to go get يعني recorded in a census, دي كارثة. دي كارثة. احنا يعني for the ladies, يعني the mothers وكده, يعني when mothers are pregnant في الوقت ده, احنا بيكونوا بيفكروا في ايه؟ البالونة تبقى لونها ايه علشان الجندر ريفيل والبيبي شاور والحاجات دي, يعني فاهمين الفكرة ازاي؟ لكن العذراء كانت every step في كارثة that she had to deal with, but in every step there was blessing, there was joy, there was miracles, because she had her core values aligned. فاهمين الفكرة؟ The next thing is, the next letter is L, let go. Let go. In order for me to live the life of resurrection, I have to let go, number one, of unhealthy attachments. One of the biggest mistakes we fall into in our life is being attached to things that are unhealthy and ignoring it, being oblivious to it and pretending it doesn't exist. In order for me to live the life of resurrection, I have to treat my unhealthy attachments. These can be little things that I don't even think about. The list goes on and on and on. I have to let go of the past. One of the biggest factors that affect the well-being of our youth and our children, even our parents today, is sometimes we live in the past. We live in the past. We refuse to let go of the past. We hold grudges for years and years and years. And we sometimes, when we have a bad experience, we determine all of our choices based on what I assume is the bad experience that I lived through. And A, I refuse to see that actually God is giving me a new chance every single day. And it affects the well-being of myself and those around me. And it leads to us misidentifying ourselves. What do I mean? في حاجة في psychology اسمها cognitive distortion. Cognitive distortion. اللي هو how I view myself or how do I view every choice that is before me. يعني sometimes if I feel like and if I play on this team, I'm going to be the reason that they're going to lose. This phrase right there, it's a very common phrase. I feel like I'm a loser. I feel like I'll be the reason that my team will lose. I feel like when I take school, I'm going to fail. I feel like that if I'm going to join a group of friends, I'll be the first person betrayed. الكلام ده كله, how do we get to this point? I get to this point because I don't view myself correctly. Because I continue to embrace, for example, a distorted idea of reality. And I continue to live in the past if I had some kind of bad or traumatic experience in the past. I have to let go. I have to let go in order for me to know how to keep going. In order for me to know how to live, how to know, learn how to be alive, to enjoy the life of resurrection that Christ gave me. Christ gave us the life of resurrection every day. He conquered death. That even, يعني, think كده, يعني, may God give you long lives, but even when we're in a funeral or anything like that, even the litany that is prayed, is it called the litany of the dead? No, it's called the litany of what? Departed. And we say, for there is no death for your servants, but a departure. Death no longer has power over us. Yani, if Christ conquered the toughest thing or the biggest fear that the world has, أنا أخاف من إيه? Sometimes not letting go can help, can really attribute to me, yani, not living the life of resurrection. Another thing is I have to let go of unhealthy habits. We talked about unhealthy attachments. Talk about unhealthy habits. There are many habits and attachments in our lives that can lead to my destruction. I have to let go of these things. I have to seek help. And one of the verses that I love very much is in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, when Jesus said, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. من وضع يده على المحراس لن ينظر إلى الوراء. Look forward. Live in the present. Live every day and enjoy every day, because what you do today will affect tomorrow, but you cannot change the past. I read a very interesting post كده that somebody had posted online recently. زي كده يعني one of these quotes. Said that Satan appeared to three monks. أنا ما أعرفش القصة دي الأوريجن بتاعها إيه بس it's most likely is fake, but it's a very nice كده little story. Satan appeared to three monks. وقال لهم إيه؟ قال لهم يعني he asked the first one, قال له if one thing you would change in the past, tell me one thing to change in the past, what would you change? فقال له, the first guy said, I would go back in time and change يعني the fall of Adam. يعني I will go and advise Adam not to listen to you. بس he went on to the second monk and he told him, what would you change? And then he went on and he said, I would prevent يعني برضو some kind of يعني thing that happened in the مثلا Judas from betraying Christ or something like this. يعني برضو إيه living in the past. جيبه على تالت monk. قال له what would you change? The monk ignored Satan and then he was praying and said, deliver us from evil and deliver us from the pangs of death. And he was praying. And when the devil heard this, he screamed and he disappeared. So the two other monks were asking this third monk, Alulu, what made you do this? He said, well, you know, Christ never taught us to talk to the enemy. We should never talk to the enemy. We should never debate with Satan. And here, Satan is not just trying to get us to think how would have things been better, but he wants us to be stuck in the past. And nobody has the power to change the past. But what we can focus on is the present in order for us to affect what happens tomorrow. It was a very short, kind of sweet little story, but it says a lot. Yeah, and truly sometimes we are stuck. Yaritna, kilmit yaritna. I wish I would have. I wish I would have. None of this helps. خلاص, what happened, happened. What happened, happened. احنا قلنا اول واحدة كانت ايه؟ ايه was what? لا ده انتو نايمين خالص. ايه كانت ايه؟ align, ايوه. What was L? Let go. اهو بغششكو اهو. صدقوني موجود. I is ignite. Ignite. زي بالظبط الشمامسة ما كانوا هيولعوا في الكمام بتاعي هم وانا بقرا الانجيل كده. Ignite. Ignite is what ignite my love for everyone. When I learn how to align my life and let go of my unhealthy attachments and let go of the past, and have a life of selflessness, as St. Mary did in every step of her life, I will start to see that I'm able to ignite in myself نلاقي شغل ربنا بدأ بقى. Then I realized the work of the resurrection. Ignite my love for everyone. I'll find myself كده إيه encouraged to love everyone, even those different than me. Even those who don't agree with me, I will learn to love everyone and how to pray for everyone. I should ignite my desire to worship. عارفين, one of the most common things that people ask us as priests is, how do I not get bored while praying? How do I not get bored while I'm in the liturgy? How do I find that fire that I had when I was a child, مثلاً, coming to church, أو كده. This يعني igniting the desire to worship will come when I focus on the life of resurrection, when I focus on everything that is in my life today, when I focus on love, when I focus that يعني truly, no matter how tough a tribulation may be, that God is above every tribulation. He may not just take away the tribulation, but He makes me He makes me more powerful than it, or He makes me victorious over it, even when it still exists. This is the beauty of God. So ignite my love for everyone, ignite my desire to worship, and my desire to serve. على فكرة, these points build on each other. Many times we feel برضو in the service that, يعني, how do I ignite my, يعني, desire to serve? And sometimes, يعني I'm having trouble with this because I don't have the desire to pray in the first place or to read the Bible or to fill myself. But it all builds on each other. ignite the desire to serve. Service is not just in the church. Actually, the more important service is what happens outside the church. Me being a Christian outside of the church is what really matters today. Yani, truly, this is what evangelism is. This is what evangelism is. And when I ignite, okay, the fire of resurrection in me, I will start to discover my spiritual gifts. Everyone has a spiritual gift. Everyone has a spiritual gift. God did not make anyone without any gifts. Fakirin in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the parable of the talents. Fakirinu taban, the master had three servants, gave one of them five talents, gave the other two, gave the last one one, right? Ba'adin sefer, and then the guy with the five talents multiplied his, and same with the guy with the two talents. But Abu one talent did what? He buried it. And then the guy with the five talents who now has 10, and the guy who has two and now has 4, when the master came back and asked for the accounts, he gave them both the same reward. But he punished the one who buried his talent. فاكرين طبعا القصة دي كلنا. I need to discover my spiritual talents and my gifts that I'm given and grow in them, invest in them. صدقوني, we all have at least one talent. Think about the things that come easy to you, the things that you are able to يعني get lost in time with. لو بنرسم, بنعزف مزيكا, reading, listening. يعني listening, that is a big talent. It's a big talent. مش كده? Being able to speak, how to speak, how to communicate. حاجات كتير قوي. يعني even something as simple as having patience on the road. It's a talent. حاجات كده. يعني فكروا كده ايه الحاجة اللي أنا بحبها أو الحاجة اللي أنا يعني I feel like I'm skilled in it. These are all talents that I can use for the glory of God. And when I work with these talents, it helps me to ignite. St. Mary had the motherly instinct. This was her talent from a very young age. عارفين أول مرة احنا شفنا الموضوع ده امتى؟ فاكرين when the angel came to her and told her about her mission, that she would be the mother of God. He mentioned في النص كده, قال حاجة كده في النص. And Elizabeth, Ariptik, who is old and she was called barren, is now a with child. St. Mary عملت ايه? سابت كل حاجة, and she went to Elizabeth, even though she was in a very far away country. She went to her. ولما راحت هناك بقى, she just went to serve. هي ما راحتش تحاول تعلي عليها, يعني to one up. يعني ما شفناش ان العذراء راحت مثلا وقالت لها اسكتي يا اختي, انت شفتي السكة كانت عاملة ازاي, ده انا ما قلت لكيش, ده الملاك ظهر لي. وهي التانية بقى ترد عليها, ما ظهر لنا كمان, ولا لا لا بس انا اللي هولده, انت مش عارفه هو قال لي ايه, ده وقعد معايا ايه ويعلوا على بعض, عملوا كده. نو no. ما شفناش الكلام ده خالص. What happened? She went to serve, and we saw the conversation filled with prayer and prophecy, and we even see John the Baptist leaping in his mother's womb. ايه الجمال ده كله. Truly, truly, we see the life of resurrection, hatta even before it happened. This is the motherly instinct of St. Mary. بنشوف الموقف ده تاني in the wedding of Cana of Galilee. The wedding at Cana of Galilee, حصلت كارثة. فكروا فيها كده. احنا برضو بنقراها and we don't really think about it that much. تخيلوا ان احنا في فرح and the food runs out. دي هتبقى قصة for years. هنقعد نسمع فاكرين فرح مش عارف ايه من 20 سنة ايام ما تيتا اتجوزت لما كان حصل مش عارف ايه في الفرح, ونقعد نتكلم عليه. سانت ماري بس حست ان في مشكلة. She just felt it. والwedding has been going on for days. ايه اللي حصل ساعتها؟ She went and dealt with the problem على طول. Her motherly instinct. وبنشوف حتى conversation دمه خفيف وجميل كده ما بين العذراء والمسيح. And بيقول لها, what do you want with me, woman? For my time has not yet come. يعني هو حتى كان بيقول لها, do you understand what you're asking me? Because as soon as this miracle happens, this is going to trigger all the events, and the Jews are going to start looking at me, and the events will start to roll. فبنشوف the motherly instinct. Ignite my love for everyone, my desire to worship, my discovery for my talents, and growing them.
قلنا الايه كانت ايه؟
الله باسم الصليب عليك. Memorization is not your talent. ده انتوا ده الخدام هارونا memorization واحنا growing up هنا. مش عارفين تقولوا؟ ها؟ A is what? Align. L is? ايوه كده صحصحوا. I is? Ignite. مش معنى ignite اللي زعقته فيها قوي.
V is value. Value.
In order for me to live the life of resurrection, I have to know how to value certain things. Number one, my time. تعرفين time is the one thing I will never get back. Every minute that we spend is a minute we will never get back. Money comes and goes. People come and go. الخروجات كل حاجة. The one thing I will never be able to get back is time. So I should value it. I should know how to spend my time properly. Enjoy every moment that I have. Utilize every moment that I have. And يعني one of the most beautiful things about this church, موضوع التايمينج. يعني truly يعني هنا everything starts on time. حتى even when Abuna comes to visit, it is يعني on the dot. وحتى يعني even when we go to visits and I go on time, يقول أيوة ما أبونا توبيا من سان ماري. Because of the موضوع on time. It's not because Abuna Tobia is good at anything. لا خالص ده احنا كلنا هنا بنتعلم. بس the idea of being taught to value time. دي حاجة that's taught here and I hope that we keep teaching this. يعني may God give our fathers in Hawat يعني keep their priesthood for us for many years. Have taught this in us. موضوع timing. How to value our time. How to not waste a single minute. And of course يعني even we see this يعني we all learn this طبعا from Sayyidina and Yusuf is the same way. كل حاجة is precise. How do I manage my time? How do I prioritize everything? Value my experience. As we talked about not living in the past, في حاجة بقى that helps us is learn from my past experiences. Instead of being stuck in the past, I can value the lessons that I learned from an experience. Learn from what happened in the past. Learn from the people around me and be positive. We can learn something from يعني the people around us all the time. عشان احنا نايمين احكي لكم قصه بقى around this topic كده هي حصلت بجد. انا الفتره اللي فاتت يعني I've been on many planes وكده هوت. ف one of the planes, ركزوا كده معايا بقى القصه دي هتضحكوا شويه. انا مقتنع 100% ان الطيار ده ما شمش قبل كده فلايت سكول. ده كان متخرج من توك توك انترناشونال فور فلايتس. بس فالطيار ده انتوا عارفين بيبقى فيه تربولنس. يعني الطياره اوقات بيبقى عادي يعني ممكن مطب اتنين نربط الحزام عادي. لا ده كان بيدور على الحتت اللي فيها مطبات. هو كان عايز يفسحنا. غالبا عارف ان انا بحب الملاهي فهو قال ايه يفسحنا كده شويه. الطيارة كانت بتتهز left and right. الطيارة كانت بتعمل مطانيات literally يعني عمالة up and down. الناس بقى اللي قاعدين حواليا أنا هحكي لكم عشان تعيشوا الموقف معي. ماشي؟ ست ورايا بتصوت ومعاها عيل صغير. العيل enjoying his time. الست بتصوت يعني خلاص يعني and she has the right to. أنا نفسي طلعت المزامير يعني أنا بس لا الموضوع قلب فيلم هندي. بس بعدين بقى إيه الواحد قاعد جنبي European man كده طويل يعني شوية يعني very tall وقاعد ركبته almost في قفايا. بعدين واحد على شمالي الراجل ده أنا معرفش هو كان فاطر إيه الصبح بس يعني غالبا هو حبكة إن هو يدايجست وإحنا في الطيارة فمع كل speed bump يعني مش هكمل. تمام؟ فأنتوا شايفين الانفايرمنت اللي إحنا فيه والطيار عمال رايح جاي إحنا اتعامينا يعني literally. فالمهم انا حبيت يعني انا سبت اللي على شمالي واللي على يميني وقلت الست الغلبانه اللي عماله تصوت دي يعني let me try to help her. فهي كانت يعني imagine كده هي قاعده ورايا ماشي يعني like you're sitting كده اهو. فانا I turned around like this وقلت لها everything will be okay. بس هي ما شافتش الصليب, هي شافت دقن وجلابيه. وبعدين حصل ايه؟ absolute silence. انا قلت بقى this is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. بعدين I realized فرح طلعت الصليب على طول جيزس
احنا مع بعضينا هنا. تمام؟ الفكرة بقى انه ايه؟ الراجل اللي قاعد جنبي، الراجل اللي قاعد جنبي كان عمال يعني قاعد ما تحركش، هو ركبته في قفايا بس قاعد سلام داخلي غير عادي، وقاعد حاطط النظارة كده ومطلع كتاب مش عارف بيقرأ، بيثقف نفسه واحنا بنموت مش فاهم يعني، وقاعد يعني يبص كده ويقول
One time I was on a flight and they had to dump the cargo over the Atlantic because of the bumps.
يعني انت تسكت خالص، احنا ندلق الراجل ده احسن. بس وبعدين ايه يحصل؟ بامب تاني، هو كل اللي مضايقه ان النضاره بتنزل زياده، مطلعها شويه بس ويقوم قايل يعني لا هو بس هي didn't مش عارف كالكوليت. انا بصراحه I was so impressed مع الراجل ده. الموقف ده يورينا ايه؟ يورينا ان this man اشطر واحد في الطياره. ليه؟ He learned from his past experiences. He had stillness. He had calmness. ليه؟ لأن he took what was around him هنا. لا أنا متعود. I know it can be worse. فاهمين الفكرة إزاي؟ ف when I value my time and my experience, it will help me be calm in the middle of disasters. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ Saint Mary was like this. And Saint Mary كمان كانت very calm and very positive and very still in everything that that happened around her. She learned from her past experiences. من أول ما كانت في التمبل. Then after that, when she got the calling to be the mother of God. Then when she escaped to Egypt. And when she gave birth and she couldn't find a place. وهكذا وهكذا. All these events that happened helped her to be still and calm when things got to its worst point. What was the toughest point in St. Mary's life? Seeing her own son die in front of her, being killed and being humiliated. She was calm and still, and she was a source of support for others. يعني لما بنشوف الموقف اللي هو بيبقى مرسوم دايما فوق, when we see St. Mary and St. John the Beloved, why didn't Christ call just St. John the Beloved and told him, take care of my mother? He called St. Mary as well and told her, this is your son. And by the way, St. John was the youngest of the disciples, مش كده? So it's as if he is telling her, you are the spiritual support now for all of my friends. In the midst of him suffering, yani it's not just about St. John taking care of her, she was calm and still, and she remained after this to be a mother for all of the apostles. كل ده جه ازاي? St. Mary valued her time, her experience. She learned from every past experience. She knows that everything happens that is allowed to happen is happens for the good for those who love God. And she definitely learned from everything and everyone around her. What did we say A was? Align. L? Let go. I? Ignite. V? Our last letter is E. Echo. وانا مش قصدي موضوع الميليتري, هو جا كده بالحظ. Right? Because E, echo is like the military, I think, لما نيجي نقول الحروف. So, echo is what, يعني, you know what an echo is? يعني صدى الصوت. How we kind of multiply the voice, كده هو, or whatever the case. يعني, when it comes to echoing, how do we keep this in the life of resurrection? Bringing the spirit of resurrection to everyone around me. يعني the youth have a term كده that they love to use, right? يعني aura, مش كده? Somebody having aura around them. فإحنا as Christians, we have like plus a million aura if we really think about it. Okay? يعني just let us cook and you'll see what we can do. مش كده? طبعا دي لغة الكبار مش فاهمينها بس الصغيرين فاهميني فيها. بس this idea of keeping the vibe, this يعني bringing the vibe to like this Christian joy and the life of resurrection to others is so important. How can I be a source of joy for those around me instead of being a source of naked? How can I be a source of joy at home, a source of keeping everyone around me alive? هقولكوا على sentence that was said to me that is يعني engraved in my brain. When I was in the monastery for the 40 days, one of the monks يعني that knew me for a very, very long time, قال لي كلمة. قال لي أهم حاجة هقولها لك. This was like kind of the last day قبل ما امشي in the 40 days. Remember that as a priest and as Christians in general, our calling is to raise the dead, not kill the living. بصوا الكلمة قوية ازاي. Our calling is to help in raising the dead, not to kill the living. Sometimes as Christians, we kill the living. When we are stumbling blocks for others, when we bring naked to each other, when we focus on إيه الحاجة اللي هتتقال لك, sometimes احنا بنبقى مستنيين بس حاجة تتقال عشان بقى خلاص. أول ما الكلمة دي تتقال, that's it, good luck. هتتمسك and that's it. يعني whether in marriages, in friendships, في أي حاجة. But let's focus on echoing the vibe of the resurrection to others. Be a positive influence to others. As we heard in the gospel today, and as we read in the sixth hour every single morning, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. مش كده? And as Christ told us, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Bring this vibe of resurrection to everyone. And we see that St. Mary, يعني, all generations magnify her. St. Mary always brings كده a beautiful, positive spirit to all of us. ركزوا كده في الألحان اللي بتتقال للعذراء. It's all joyful. It's all upbeat. It's all كده حاجة تفرح. Her apparitions and even those, يعني شوفوا كده how ممكن الواحد يبقى going through the toughest time in their life. ويدخل الكنيسة ساعة النهضة, يشوف الزفة, يشوف الألحان, يسمع الترانيم, يطلع من المود ده خالص. يحس إن فعلا في أمل. This is the spirit and the vibe that we should bring to each other in order to live the life of resurrection every day of our life. What was the A? Alive? صح النوم. Huh? A? Align. Right. Our thinking, our core values, our understanding. The L was let go of our unhealthy attachments and habits, the past and misidentifying myself. The I was ignite. My love for everyone, my desire to worship, my desire to serve and discover my spiritual gifts and grow and multiply in them. The V was value my time, my experience, and learn from my past, learn from the people around me and be positive. And finally, E, we said echo, bring the vibe of the resurrection to others, be a positive influence that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. May the Lord conclude this beautiful season for us in all joy, peace, and love. And may we always live in the hope of the resurrection every day of our life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.